Christopher Isherwood was a British-American writer who is best known for his Berlin novels, the inspiration for the world-famous musical Cabaret starring Liza Minnelli. From 1929, he enjoyed the sexual freedom and lively cultural scene of Berlin. He lived both at the Institute for Sexual Science and in a Nollendorf Kiez neighborhood. After trying unsuccessfully to obtain a visa for his partner Heinz in various countries from 1933 onwards, he immigrated to the USA in 1939. Christopher Isherwood came because of the boys from repressive England to the promisingly sophisticated Berlin in 1929. Berlin means boys, a dream for gays. This is what the young Houston U. Auden called out to his friend Christopher Isherwood at the end of the 1920s. Both were young, upper-class British writers and were able to live in Berlin without having to earn money as writers. Isherwood was financed by his gay uncle. Soon afterwards, the two moved to Berlin. Together with friends, they formed a group of young gay Englishmen in search of sexual freedom. They were fascinated by the city's wild queer nightlife. It was very different from repressive London, so they threw themselves into the city's homosexual clubs and bars. Isherwood later immortalized his time in Berlin in the books Goodbye to Berlin and Mr. Norris Changing Trains, which later became the Broadway musical and the film Cabaret, starring Liza Minnelli, and awarded with 8 Oscars. The special thing about these books is how Isherwood describes the growing influence of the Nazis in the daily lives of Berliners. The fact that Isherwood writes from the perspective of a gay character can only be read between the lines. Christopher Isherwood initially lived as a subtenant of Magnus Hirschfeld's sister at the Institute for Sexual Science. He was therefore well known to Magnus Hirschfeld and the others at the Institute. In 1930, he moved into the house at Nollendorfstrasse 17. His roommate was Jean Ross, a cabaret singer, who became the inspiration for the character of Sally Bowles and was played by Liza Minnelli in the musical Cabaret. Isherwood's favorite bar was the Cozy Corner. It was located at Zossener Straße 7, south of Hallisches Tor. A dingy hustler bar where half a dozen boys were always hanging around drinking beer. Between 1929 and 1933, Isherwood was almost obsessed with this pub and his visits to it. He raved about it in London and Paris, wrote about the Cozy Corner, and made it the first port of call for his gay friends visiting Berlin, thus contributing to Berlin's fame as the first world metropolis for gays and lesbians. In March 1932, he met his partner, 17-year-old Heinz Neddermeyer. He left Berlin with him in 1933 after the Nazis seized power and traveled through many European countries, always with the intention of obtaining a visa for Heinz and preventing him from being drafted into the army. They lived in Greece, London, Morocco, the Canary Islands, Portugal, Brussels, Amsterdam and Copenhagen. Eventually, they had to give up on getting a visa and Heinz returned to Germany, was drafted, but survived the war. Isherwood migrated to California in 1939. It was there in 1953 that Christopher Isherwood met Don Bacardi, an artist 30 years younger than himself. They had a remarkable 33-year love affair that lasted until Isherwood's death in 1986. Houston U. Auden married Erika Mann, Thomas Mann's daughter, in 1935 to help her obtain a British passport and leave the country. Auden, Isherwood and the entire Mann family were good friends. Isherwood wrote about his Berlin years in 1976 the book Christopher and His Kind, an autobiographical account of his Berlin years in which, unlike the previous books, explicitly deals with his gay life. His book A Single Man, which was made into a Hollywood film in 2010 by Tom Ford, with Colin Firth and Julian Moore in the leading roles, also became famous. Isherwood died in 1986 at the age of 82 in California as one of the best-known English-language authors of his time. If you want to hear more audio contributions, scroll down below. Nearby a good choice is Dora Richter, the first person with gender reassignment surgery, or The Top Keller, a women's bar for wild nights at fair prices. Alternatively, you can use the map to find other queer heroes nearby, or follow one of the suggested tours. If you're interested in experiencing queer stories through a guided bike tour, check out the website here, or follow Homo Lulu Berlin on Instagram for upcoming dates. If you have any feedback, write to info@homoluluberlin.de. I'm Rafael Nasemann, your guide. Thank you for listening and sharing.